Have you ever been around when someone has just retired? My dad retired when he was 65, came home, and became my mother's full-time job.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today, I wish to nominate my wife for sainthood. She has put up with my jokes and given birth to our three little blessings from above in 3 short years. She said to me once that I had inherited some things from my parents. Nice to know. She said baldness was one of them. Then she laughed and said, I don't care if you're bald. You're funny. When it comes to marriage and child rearing, a sense of humor is one serious asset to have. One Sunday afternoon when our kids were small, my son's friend Joel came for a visit. And like all small boys who know that this is a time when stressed-out adults may be resting, Joel attacked the door with both fists. This was an exact transcript of our conversation. Me, hi, Joel, can I get something for you, like a hammer? Joel, holding a sharp stick. Mr. Calloway, can I play with Stephen? Me, looking at the stick. Sure. Joel, poking an ant with the stick. Where is he? Me, trying to gently confiscate the stick. He's up on the roof eating a banana. Joel, after backing up far enough to see that Stephen is not on the roof. I don't see him. Me. He'll be down in a minute. Watch. He'll slide down on the peel. Joel, dropping the stick and backing onto the road to watch. I still don't see him. Stephen, standing behind me now. Hi, Joel. Joel, picking up the stick. Mr. Calloway, you were just joking me. Of course, this sense of humor thing can be carried too far. My wife gets the biggest laughs out of things that aren't funny at all. Take, for instance, the day she almost cashed in on my insurance policy. After a rather tough day at the office, I was looking forward to a peaceful evening at home, changing diapers and playing with three little tornadoes. All I had to do was navigate the last turn into our yard while carrying a large black briefcase full of hardback books. I suppose it did not help that I was on a bicycle. You know what happened next, don't you? My front tire got caught between the lawn and the sidewalk, and I was catapulted unceremoniously into the bushes. It must have looked quite hilarious from the house, because moments later the one who loves me more than life itself stood over me laughing and gasping for air. You okay? She asked finally, as she began to hyperventilate. Oh, I'm fine. It's just my right leg. The doctor can set it. The teeth? We can get crowns. From inside the house, three children were watching, their runny little noses pressed up against the window pane. Ha! Daddy funny, one of them said. Now, I'm not sure I want them to inherit this particular brand of humor, but I do know this. A house filled with laughter will never be empty. Laughter is contagious. Open your windows and let it spill out onto the streets, my friends. Laughter draws people in. I see it happen. It helps them relax and feel at home. Do you want your kids hanging around your house? Then laugh lots. You might just find them bringing their friends over too. And if you don't mind paying a little extra for groceries, set a few more spots at the supper table each night. There will be people around to fill them. When God moves into a house, laughter is certain to follow. Isaiah 12:6 says this, "Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you." King David wrote in Psalm 16:11, "In God's presence there is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore." We have no guarantee that our children and grandchildren will choose to follow Jesus, but we can help them down that road by letting them see the contagious joy God brings us. So smile widely right now. Practice. And if that smile turns into a laugh, well, don't be surprised and don't try to stop it. A stifled laugh will turn inward and go straight to your hips. I'm just warning you. Take it from me and Saint Ramona.
This month, we've been given a special match pledge of $50,000. So for every dollar you give towards Laugh Again, another dollar will be given up to $50,000. This means this month only, $50,000 raised can become $100,000. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.